This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
While most people are more likely to drink white wine during these hot, sunny days, there's now reason to believe that red wine is a sun worshiper's best friend. More after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Red wine is red because the juice of the grapes is allowed to intermingle with the skins for a prolonged period of time. The tannins and their flavonoid cousins, released as part of the winemaking process, are a big part of the deep color, flavor, and tanginess of red wines. These components are already known to be heart-friendly, but now there's news that these same components may fight sunburn and skin cancer. Scientists in Barcelona, Spain, took a close look at what happens to human skin when it's met by damaged UV rays from the sun. These Spanish scholars discovered that flavonoids in grapes and wine literally stop the chemical reaction that causes cells to mutate, thereby preventing skin damage from sunburn and, by extension, skin cancer. Already, it's reported that top cosmetic companies are busily concocting sun creams and pills that copy this natural process. Someday you may be able to get what amounts to a bottle of wine in a tube or a caplet that will prevent your epidermis from suffering solar rheum, enabling you to soak up the sun without turning into a raisin. Meantime, I say think glass, containing wine. No need to wait for that pill. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.